This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Federal Labor Department is awarding a $7 million grant to a Denver workforce program. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The Denver Economic Development and Opportunity Workforce Services will invest the cash in training for technology industries, such as cybersecurity and software development. The grant will assist 750 job seekers starting this month and runs through January 2025. The award will be spread out over Denver, Adams, Arapahoe, Douglas, Boulder, Larimer, Weld, Jefferson, Gilpin, and Clear Creek counties. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Former Republican Senator Cory Gardner is not saying goodbye to politics, at least not the fundraising part. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports he's the chairman of a new super PAC called the National Victory Action Fund.
The group's website says it will solicit donations directly into candidates' own campaign accounts without coordinating with the campaigns or party committees. A super PAC can raise unlimited contributions from individuals, corporations, unions, and other PACs. In announcing the group's formation, Gardner used his 2020 loss as an example, saying his race was saturated by outside funding from the left. Getting resources to campaigns is vital if you want to prevent this from happening to other candidates, Gardner said. However, campaign records show more outside money actually went to attack ads against his opponent. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Coming up, Colorado faces a shortage of early childhood educators and people who care for the kids of working parents. It's even more pronounced for those who clean hotels and prepare meals in resort towns.
Parents who work two jobs, parents who work night shifts, parents who work until 6, 7, 8 p.m.
As part of her Workforce Behind the Workforce series, CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine will tell us about a program that trains rural Spanish-speaking women in early childhood education. That story is coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Patchy fog for Denver tonight, lows around 15. Mostly cloudy for Colorado Springs and Pueblo, down to 20. Vail also around 20 degrees with snow showers likely. Grand Junction, mostly cloudy, lows around 30. This is CPR News.